You're listening to the Party in My Plants podcast, and you're about to hear point blank how to eat clean, like for real. But like, spoiler alert, if you're already eating primarily plants with a smile on your face, you're pretty much already doing it. Welcome to the Party in My Plants podcast, where I make healthy living as fun as a party so you'll, you know, actually want to do it and then actually feel, look, and live your best. I'm your host, Talia Pollock. Now let's get this party started. This episode of the Party in My Plants podcast is pumped to be sponsored by my free Eat More Plants email course. If you believe that upping the amount of fruits and veggies flying into your mouth is hard, sucky, annoying, or expensive, then you are doing it completely wrong. Like really, really wrong. My free 7-day Eat More Plants email class will show you how to eat healthier without hating your life. Each day for a week, you'll get a new Eat More Plants lesson right into your inbox, teaching you one completely doable trick to get more plants into your bod. No ifs and buts or juicers required. You literally have nothing to lose. You heard that the class is free, right? So I'm going to stop talking and tell you to go to partyinmyplants.com/eat-more-plants to get the $0 email course and start eating more plants more quickly. Today's guest knows a thing or two or 20 about struggling with her health. Over the last decade, Amy Valpone and her body have been through quite a lot. Think Lyme disease, PCOS, colitis, parasites, pathogens, candida, mold toxicity, heavy metal toxicity, hypothyroidism, leaky gut, SIBO, hormonal imbalances, and even more. So through it all, she simply had to become the number one advocate for her own health. That's why she's so damn passionate about helping others heal their bodies holistically, or even prevent the need for healing their bodies holistically by living holistically. Coincidentally, she's a holistic health coach and the author of the wonderful cookbook, Eating Clean. And annoyingly enough, even though Amy and I both live here on the Big Apple, yes, her website, thehealthyapple.com, came from the fact she's healthfully living in the Big Apple. But even though we're both here in New York City, our internet connection when we recorded this was weirdly terrible. So please pardon the robot sounds between Amy's words of healthy wisdom. Hey, Amy, thank you so much for coming on my show. I'm so stoked to talk to you about clean eating today.
Hi, it's my pleasure. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
It is funny because my friend and mentor, Terry Walters, who wrote Clean Food, has been on this podcast. And now you're here with the book Eating Clean on my podcast. So there's lots of cleanliness happening on the Party My Plants airwaves.
I love Terry. She's amazing. I met her, gosh, so many years ago. She's wonderful.
She is. She
was ahead of all of this.
I mean, oh, yeah.
Gosh, I was like in my 20s and working in a corporate job when I met her. She was like the pioneer with all of this. She's amazing.
Oh, wow. Yeah. She's my hero. She's my gal. I grew up as her neighbor, actually, you know, like literally in Connecticut. She's one of my next door neighbors. And so I got to latch on to her early. But this is about you. I am curious, what does eating clean mean to you?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, for me, I mean, eating clean is really about eating whole one ingredient food. So it's really about looking at a food and saying, you know, look at an avocado, what's in an avocado, or what's in an apple. You know, I mean, you can base your entire day, all your meals, all your snacks around one ingredient whole foods. And I mean, I've been eating that way for 10 years because I'm obviously different from other people in the respect that I went through 10 years of chronic illness and literally could only eat like 5 or 6 foods for almost a decade. And so I had to learn how to just get really, really clean and back to basics and really cut out a lot of inflammatory foods.
Is clean eating and eating clean to you the same thing as eating to fight inflammation?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, any of that eating clean, you know, healthy eating, any of that anti-inflammatory, I think, you know, it really all falls under one category. You really want to focus on anti-inflammatory whole foods and, you know, organic as much as possible so that you're not getting the pesticides and the herbicides and the growth hormones and antibiotics that, you know, we get from conventional non-organic foods. But yeah, you know, to me, I honestly think that it's everything falls under that one bracket. As long as you're, you know, eating those anti-inflammatory foods, it's really a basis for everything. The clean eating, the healthy eating, the anti-inflammatory, antioxidants, it all falls together. Because if you think about it, you know, the whole anti-aging and antioxidants, and those are the same foods that are anti-inflammatory, you know? So it's really, again, if you, everything comes back to those one whole ingredient foods, which is why that's really the, my whole philosophy, because everything just ends up coming back there anyway, no matter what you're trying to alleviate or what health issue you're trying to go after, everything just comes right on back to those, you know, whole one ingredient foods.
Whole plants. Just eat the whole plants.
Eat the whole thing.
So for somebody who doesn't know, why is inflammation worth fighting against, worth eating, you know, to fight? Why is inflammation bad?
So yeah, you know, that's a great question. So, you know, inflammation is not bad. Inflammation is actually a good thing. We all need inflammation. So when you get a finger, like you get your cut, a cut on your finger, a paper cut or whatever it may be, or you cut yourself with a knife. And so what happens is your finger starts to bleed and you get a scab, and then the next few days it starts to heal. So that's great inflammation. You know, your body needs you know, some type of inflammation to actually fight these little things that, you know, what's going on, you break your arm, you know, whatever it may be going on. And so that's good inflammation. But the problem is, in this day and age, between stress and pharmaceutical drugs and, you know, taking too much Advil and Tylenol and not eating organic and, you know, people eating a lot of fried foods or canola oils or table salts or a lot of these highly inflammatory foods, you know, the immune system gets out of whack, and something called leaky gut forms, where, you know, food particles go into your bloodstream and your body starts reacting and attacking those particles, kind of like, it's almost like the fire truck system goes off, you know, like the fire alarm goes off in your body. And your body starts attacking, you know, the good things that are not, they're not supposed to be attacking. And that's the bad inflammation. So what happens is stress and eating the wrong foods and, you know, negative thinking and, you know, depression, all these things that, like, you get down on yourself, right? And you're not pulling yourself out of that, or you're not pulling yourself out of, you know, eating maybe crappy food or whatever it may be, or you're not sleeping enough. Your body's completely out of whack. Your immune system's off, everything is off. And so that's when inflammation can just run rampant in your body. So that's like the systemic inflammation you hear like Mark Hyman talk about, or some of these top functional medical doctors. Yeah. And that's the systemic inflammation that you really want to be fighting.
So what are the major signs that people might be experiencing that would maybe make them think, oh no, I'm inflamed, like, let's fight it?
You know, that's an amazing question, because I mean, you know, personally, I've gone through 10 years of pure hell with my health, and nothing that I ever went through was ever in a textbook, was ever online, was ever in a book, was ever anything a doctor told me about. And so I'm sort of the canary in the coal mine, that everything I experienced, no one thought was inflammation. And so I think that's almost a trick question when people ask it, like, you know, in interviews or in magazines or in books, because I think you have to be like the expert or doctor, you have to be very careful, because you know, the clients that I work with, you know, they're either dealing with like an acute health issue, or they, you know, doctors can't figure out what's going on with them. And it's like at this level that you really have to kind of look at inflammation as the whole body. And so what starts to happen is when you step back from that and you say, wait a minute, you know, what's going on in the whole body? What's really the root cause of this? And that's when you really get to a lot of the symptoms, because the symptoms that you are facing every day, like maybe it's asthma, or maybe it's arthritis, or maybe it's, you know, sinus infections, or bloating, or muscle pain, or whatever, you know, they're going to be, if you search it, that's why I tell all of my clients, and even like my sister, you know, when they have something wrong with them, do not Google anything, because like WebMD being like, your heart's going to blow out of your chest and you're about to die. I mean, and that's all fear. And that's all Western medicine, because Western medicine is complete fear. I work with a lot of women who are pregnant, and or want to get pregnant, and they no longer go to Western medicine gynecologists, because it's all fear-based.
Right.
And it's, you know, when you start to look at the medical system, you realize everything is completely fear-based. And so it's just a very different mindset, and it does affect your body. If you read Dr. Bruce Lipton's book, The Biology of Sleep, you start to realize how fear and all of these, you know, things that go on in our minds do affect our body and do trigger health issues. And so, to make a very long story short, I think you really have to tap into yourself and see what's going on. And I know that's really hard for people, because when my health issue started in my early 20s, I was completely not even connected to myself.
Yeah.
I was like stressed out in another world, working like in fashion, and, you know, just wasn't even focused on anything. Like none of it, I had never learned how to really listen to my body. I took Advil when I had a headache. I took Mito when I had PMS. You know, I would just go to the doctor and get an antibiotic when I had a cold. Like I was so disconnected. And, you know, the majority of the world is, and it's sad, but that's how we're all brought up, right? And so, or most of us, I should say. And so when you start to tap into these symptoms, right, like your PMS, you start to see what's really going on and when it's going on and what's triggering it. And you start to sort of tap into yourself, which is what I work a lot with my clients on, because it's something that we're not taught. But the symptoms, again, are not symptoms that you're going to read online. So I find a lot of women, like with endometriosis or PCOS, or you know, I'm using hormones just as a little example, you know, or lupus or an autoimmune disease, Hashimoto's with your thyroid, their symptoms are nothing textbook. They're not online. They're not in any books. They're not anywhere. And so they feel like they're crazy, but you're not, because what's going on right now is we're kind of in this huge epidemic where there's so many new symptoms forming because there's so many toxins and there's so much stress more than ever before. And so, you know, like I said, none of my stuff was any in any textbook. So I think what it is you have to start to get in touch with your body, number one. Number two, realize like this is not normal. I should not be reaching for Advil or caffeine or Midol or, you know, or being bloated after I eat, whatever your symptom is, like it's not normal. And then really stepping back, connecting with yourself and trying to figure out, okay, what's my next step? Who can I work with to really help me understand this from a place not fear-based? That's a really long answer. Sorry.
No, that's fine. No, what comes to mind to me is if somebody's not sure if they're, you know, period cramps or PMS or, you know, bloating or whatever is directly correlated to, you know, inflammation, would you say that in general, just like everyone can benefit from an anti-inflammatory diet?
Oh, completely. Yes. I 100% do. Do I think everyone needs to be gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free, sugar-free, vegan, paleo, whatever? I think that the answer is no. I think everyone has to do what works for them. Some people do amazing with like salads and juices. I don't. Mm-hmm. I need warm cooked foods. I just posted this on my Instagram today about how I ate so many cold foods in my 20s, salads and raw vegetables and smoothies. And, you know, I never made the connection because no doctor is going to tell you that's not right. And in every magazine and book, it's telling you that's what's clean and healthy. But, you know, if you go to an acupuncturist or you look in Chinese medicine, it's the complete opposite. You need warm cooked food. So I had to stop eating raw. I had to stop eating cold things, no more ice. And gosh, my digestion and my hormones did like a 360. It was fascinating. So it just goes to show like everyone is so different. Some people do amazing on raw vegan, and that's so beautiful. And the food is gorgeous and vibrant, and they get energy from it. Other people need like warm cooked meals. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I think what comes down, you know, a client of mine yesterday said something really amazing, and I forget how she phrased it, but she said something like, okay, let's switch it up or something along those lines. And, you know, I'm pulling her off of a lot of her supplements and, you know, getting her into some different kind of modalities. And I think the biggest problem that we're facing today is everyone thinks that like just grabbing a probiotic or just grabbing a thing of turmeric or just grabbing a salad or a green juice or a smoothie bowl, you know, is going to like solve it. And that's really, it's not like a one-stop shop, you know, for everybody. Everyone is so different. So I think it's more, my whole philosophy is like really sort of connecting with your body and seeing what feels good to you and what doesn't, and then really going from there. But either way, no matter whether you're eating paleo or vegan or raw or cooked, everything, I am all for everything. As long as it's clean, as long as you're not eating the processed packaged foods,
right.
I really, It really comes down to eat more vegetables than anything. I think everyone's day should be, you know, 90% vegetables. And so that's really what it comes down to, all those anti-inflammatory ingredients.
Yeah. So let's talk about those anti-inflammatory ingredients. What, if somebody's curious, what is, you know, some of the super anti-inflammatory foods that you suggest?
Yeah. So, I mean, just an example, I mean, any leafy green is going to be completely anti-inflammatory. So yep. Spinach, bok choy, you've got collard greens, you've got so many different things. You've got dandelion greens. I mean, there's so many, arugula. They're wonderful for an inflammation. And then pretty much, I mean, any vegetable is going to be anti-inflammatory.
So just plants.
But I mean, yeah, exactly. Which is why I have all of my people like eat 90% of plants, literally. It's like what Michael Pollan said, eat food, mostly plants, you know?
Yep.
But everyone's going to be different. Some people do great with quinoa and rice and beans. Like I myself don't, because I've had years of candida and SIBO from too many antibiotics. So, but that's not to say quinoa and rice and beans are bad at all. It's that it just doesn't work for me right now. And it might in 10 years when my gut bacteria is more restored. But that's why I think it's so important of like really not just doing like what the latest fad is or whatever,
right,
and really honing in on what's going on in your body.
Absolutely. So what are some of the most inflammatory foods so peeps can understand that? I know we got processed food, sugar, alcohol. What else would you say? Fried food?
Definitely. I think those are the main ones. I mean, two that come to mind of really, you know, always to the top of my mind are canola oil or any vegetable oil, and then also table salt. So in place of those, you want to use a really good quality sea salt and a really good quality oil, like an avocado oil or an extra virgin olive oil, or, you know, some people
coconut.
Like coconut oil.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the healthier oils and the healthier form of salt, like the Himalayan sea salt.
Yeah,
or just
the pink
a really
salt.
Good quality salt instead of doing table salt. I mean, sometimes it's just little changes like that will help shift, you know, everything in the body. You know, you don't realize that sometimes you don't need to do all these, you know, crazy expensive things. It's just a few little shifts.
Right. Totally. Absolutely. I mean, pink salt is where it's at. That's such an easy shift. And yeah, getting rid of that canola oil and the vegetable oils and going to the coconut oil or, you know, olive oil and avocado. I've never used avocado oil. Do you saute in that?
Oh my God, it's so good. So I no longer cook with olive oil. You still have to be careful with olive oil because you don't want to heat it over a high temperature. So, you know, if you're cooking, I only suggest using avocado oil or coconut oil. Mm-hmm. And for salads or, you know, if I'm making like a dip or a hummus or, a guacamole or something, I want to put a little oil in or a sauce, I'll use olive oil.
Yeah.
But yeah, avocado oil, chosen foods is a really great one. It's in a spray bottle. I love it. Mm. I use it. Yeah, it's really good.
Nice. I got to give that a shot.
Oh, so much flavor. You'll love
it. Yeah, cool. That's awesome. So let's have the detox conversation because that's something that you talk about a lot, like resetting and detoxing. So, you know, many of us often think about juice cleanses when you think of detox or lemon water or the master cleanse or whatever, but your definition of detox is not synonymous with juice cleanse. So can you explain how you approach the concept of a quote unquote detox?
Sure. And, you know, I think to start with, before I explain, I think I'll just go like a minute into sort of why I got into all of this so it makes sense for me. But so I went through 10 years of chronic illness and I went through bone marrow biopsies and Mayo Clinic and was on disability from my corporate job and was given 24 hours to live with C. diff colitis and went through literally issue upon issue upon issue. And as much as Western medicine was wonderful and completely helped save my life in many cases, a lot of the pharmaceutical drugs I was on and a lot of the things that they had me do made me a lot worse and compounded a lot of the issues. And so I had to learn how to heal the body. And so I discovered something called functional and integrative medicine and alternative medicine, which is, I go into great detail in it in my book, Eating Clean, and talk all about it and what it is and a bunch of the testing that they do. And it's totally different from Western medicine.
Yeah. What is functional integrative medicine?
Yeah. So it's totally different from Western medicine. The labs that they run are different. The blood work they run are different. Say you walk into a Western medicine doctor, which is like who we go people or not we, but like who a regular person goes to for an appointment once a year. And so they go to the appointment. The doctor says, oh, you have high cholesterol. Here's Lipitor. And you're in there for about 7 minutes and that's the end of the game.
Right.
So a functional integrative medicine doctor will say, wait a minute, like we need a 2-hour appointment. here's why your cholesterol is high. What are you eating? How's your stress? How's your love? Like, how's your this? How's your that? Like, all of this stuff going on.
Whole picture.
What's going on with the inflammation? So that really helped me dive further into healing the body. And then I even went above and beyond that into more alternative medicine, which is really my next book. But I think that what really is interesting is that through functional medicine, I learned about detoxification. And so when I worked at Vogue, you know, we were writing stories about like how to detox with a salad. And, you know, that was great and all, but you're not going to detox with like a salad or a soup or, you know, anything like that. That's really just pure advertising. Real detoxification is about getting the bad junk out of your body and putting the good stuff in. So right. When I had Lyme disease, you have to you cannot really heal from Lyme disease with an antibiotic because it does not penetrate through something called biofilm. And so what you have to do, which a lot of people don't realize this because they're working with Western medicine doctors, is you have to detoxify the body. Mm. And so you have to clean the liver and the gallbladder and the spleen, and you have to break through the biofilm. And it's a really gross, hard, intense process. And so that's true detoxification. If you have candida, you have to go through true detoxification, which is, I mean, die off. You feel like pretty much you're drunk the whole time because your liver is, you know, overburdened with toxins trying to get them out of your body. So that's like the real like textbook dictionary word of, like, you know, detoxification.
It's different than a juice cleanse.
But in our everyday, unless you're dealing with like a chronic health issue, right? Detoxification is really about cleaning the body out. So it's, I put in my book like the toxic 13 foods to remove, what foods to eat, and then created those 200 recipes, which are all detox friendly. So anti-inflammatory foods, but I also put in there like things that you can do to detoxify the body. So infrared saunas and Epsom salt baths and
dry brushing.
Yeah.
Talk to us about dry brushing. Let's go on a little tangent for a hot sec. Do you really believe that that's really helpful for peeps?
I think it's great for your lymphatic system. I mean, I here's what I think. I mean, there's so many things you could be doing. I mean, I was going for like lymphatic drainage, lymphatic massages, colonics, and I think everything has its place. Mm-hmm. And it really depends on the severity of what's going on in your body, right? Like I needed colonics when I was dealing with parasites and pathogens and all of this stuff. But does the everyday person need it? You know, it's really every body, again, like everyone's body is so different.
Right.
Skin brushing, I think is great. I do it every once in a while. I think it's wonderful. Your lymphatic system doesn't have a pump. So yeah, it gets clogged up, and that's sort of how, you know, certain health issues can form. But I mean, rebounding is just as good if you have a little rebounder.
Jumping on a trampoline.
Yeah. But I mean, that, you know, detoxification is all, there's so many different areas of it. Like I mentioned, castor oil packs, and you know, you can get into so many deep things. I go into coffee and organic coffee enemas on my website, which is great. But again, the person who's not dealing with any health issues, they don't need to go into these heavy things. But
right.
I mean, if you have something like you're an everyday functioning person and you have a thyroid issue, can it help? Of course, because, you know, part of the reason your thyroid is probably tanking is number one, stress. But number two, there's obviously some sort of toxins in your liver that you need to give it some support.
Right.
I mean, here's like the best example that I think everyone can relate to. I mean, how many people listening get PMS? Probably.
It was like silence because I'm like expecting people to be like me, but no one's here with us.
Like, here's the crazy thing. Like, we're not supposed to get PMS. We're just told that we're supposed to get PMS because advertisers think we're supposed to get it and take Mitol. So if you have PMS, your liver is backed up. Mm-hmm. Like that's the perfect explanation that all my clients that come in, the first thing I ask, do you get PMS? Yes. Then I know we got to work. I start on the liver more so than the gut. Everyone is so focused on gut health, and gut health is super important. But I mean, your liver is really what is removing everything from your body. So if you're only focusing on gut health, you're really not pulling anything out of the gut. You know, you've got to focus on the liver as well. But that's what makes things complicated. But I think, you know, just ask yourself, do I have PMS? And so then you really have to focus on supporting your liver. And you can do that very easily, unless you're dealing with severe PMS. But I think, you know, make sure you're eating your broccoli and cauliflower and cruciferous vegetables, because they're going to help pull the excess estrogen out of your body. Women who have endometriosis and PCOS, I have PCOS. And so I had it bad, and now it's like pretty much gone because I just started to pull all the excess estrogen out of the liver. So that's really all PMS is that your liver is backed up with estrogen. Mm. But the biggest problem is that doctors want to give women hormones to control the hormones. And what happens is it can work for a little while, but later in life, it ends up screwing you up. It ends up screwing up the whole hormonal system. So you really heal at the root cause, which is just to support the liver.
So
I know that sounds complicated, but you know.
No, it does sound complicated.
As basic as possible.
Right. No, you're making it simple. It's also complicated. It's both things.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Do you think it's possible to eat in such a way that like you don't need to detox? Like you're just kind of permanently in a self-regulating detoxing way of life. Like you drink the wine, but you also drink the apple cider vinegar. Or do you think that it's like people need to like set aside time and be like, I'm detoxing now? Or can you just sort of like always eat your broccoli and always drink your apple cider vinegar and cruise through life? If you're a regular person without like major, you know, like you went through extreme situations,
yeah.
But like a regular person.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I'm not a fan of just always detoxing, but I think if you're always eating clean, you don't need to detox.
Yeah, that's what
it's
I mean.
Just a regular person.
Right. So what does a detoxifying diet look like? Like what are some things that one might eliminate or add in or extra of?
Definitely. So, I mean, it really is just coming down to the anti-inflammatory food. So mm-hmm. when you're cutting out the gluten and the dairy and the soy and the refined sugar, you know, you can use a little bit of honey and maple syrup. But you're cutting out, you know, shellfish and corn and, you know, different alcohol like we talked about and caffeine. When you're really resetting your body, which is really the basis of a lot of my work in my book. But it's really just, again, eating those whole one ingredient foods. I mean, you know, I think we all try to make everything so complicated with like detox powders and all these superfoods and supplements. And, you know, I just like really caution against a lot of that because you just have to be really mindful that all of this stuff has to go through your liver.
Right.
And you really don't know how any of this stuff is being made. So if you're just sticking to whole one ingredient foods and eating the foods that naturally detoxify the estrogen in your body and food and other toxins that we're bombarded by, like broccoli and cauliflower and cabbage and Brussels sprouts, you know, you're fine. You don't need to do some extra shake or whatever it is,
right,
you know, that someone's trying to advertise to you. And I think, I mean, to be honest, it's sort of what really upsets me because when you go through something for 10 years and you're like totally like blindsided by like a lot of people trying to sell you stuff and it makes you worse or it ends up hurting you down the line, you just have to be really careful because like, you know, whole foods are not going to hurt you, but like, you just have to be really mindful of like where the product's being made, what's in it, especially a lot of these powders and different things, you know, there's a lot of heavy metals in protein powders. You just have to be really cautious. You want to call the brand, make sure you know where the rice is coming from and the protein powder, or where the hemp is coming from, how they make it. And it's annoying, but I mean, it's better off. You're better safe than sorry, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Just little things that people just don't think about.
I mean, I feel like the name of this game or the name of this podcast is just eat whole foods, eat plants, eat real one ingredient foods. I mean, said from the get-go that those are the anti-inflammatory foods. And now you're saying again from the second get-go, the next go, that these are the detoxifying foods. So, I mean, I feel like there's a common theme here.
Yes, there is a little bit of a theme. Yeah, just really eating those whole foods. That's really what it comes down to. And I mean, that's why I try to like not make it complicated for people.
You
know, it's just let's make this as easy as we can, you know, and do what works for you. If, you know, raw vegetable salad feels great for you, great. You know, if cooked vegetable salad feels great to you, great. Like, I think what we really need to do is learn how to sort of get back into our bodies and listen to ourselves instead of listening to what everyone else is posting or what everyone else is doing, because they're not you, you know, and we're all so, so different.
Do you have any advice for getting back into our bodies?
Yes. I just wrote like 10 articles about this on my website. So in my mind body section on healththeapple.com, like my note to self section, and then some of my mind body articles, they really take you through the steps. I think number one is awareness. I mean, you need to start to be aware of like the thoughts that are going on in your head. You know, I lived like 30 something years of my life without witnessing any of this stuff. So I think number one is being really just aware of what's going on in your mind while you're eating, while you're walking down the street, you know, all of these different things, even like little things like when something comes up when you're on Instagram and you're jealous of someone, or anger comes up, or, you know, shame or guilt, right? All these emotions, like all of this affects our health, and because everything is connected. Like it's easy. Like if you think about, if you close your eyes and picture, like, this is going to be like kind of silly, but sort of fun. And since like most of your audience, I'm sure, is like women around our age, it's kind of like might give everybody a little giggle. So if you like just close your eyes and you picture yourself like kissing a man that you're like madly in love with, or
a woman.
Oh, that's true. Thank you. And you're like, that you have just a crush on, just closing your eyes and picturing that, your whole body like tingles, right?
Yeah.
And so that's the mind-body connection. So
that's funny. That was a nice personification.
Everything that's going on in your mind is affecting your body. And again,
right,
you know, Dr. Bruce Lipton and a lot of these doctors go into greater detail, and Deepak Chopra, about a lot of this. But number one is this awareness, having this awareness of really what's going on. Because when you grasp that awareness, then you're back in your body. Otherwise, we're just all in our heads, and we're just like reacting to we're just reacting to everything. And then you're in fight or flight response. You know,
right.
You're
okay. Well, I've heard you say, I mean, it's a fact that emotions are toxic too.
Oh my God, completely. That's like honestly, one of the biggest parts of my work with my clients is emotions, because gosh, I mean, we've all had traumas. We've all had some sort of PTSD. You know, for me, it was my college breakup that totally set everything off. And then, you know, 2 years later, I just ended up chronically sick and no one could figure it out. And, you know, people don't realize, like, yeah, the mind-body connection is pretty darn strong.
Yeah.
And you've got to, you know, it's not easy at all. It's hard and it's painful emotionally, and it's, yeah, you cry a lot, and you've got to, everything is energy, right? Like the body is energy, emotions are energy. You've got to get all that out. When you go for a massage, you feel better when you get out, right? When you're with people you love, you feel better. When you're with people who are negative, you feel like your energy is drained. So, I mean, start paying attention to your energy. It's all, everything is energy, right? I mean, if you look at quantum physics, you know, your body is really a ball of energy. So start to have awareness of your thoughts and your energy levels and see what's pulling you down and what's picking you up. And then just, you know, vibrate higher and surround yourself with the high vibration people or the high vibration thoughts or the high vibration kind of environments that you want to be in.
Okay. So, I mean,
like, my jobs are toxic, you know,
oh,
I have so many clients who are in toxic jobs.
I know.
And they have these women that I love them, and they're working, you know, in these crazy corporate jobs, and they have these thyroid issues, and they keep coming to me like, what's, you know, and I'm just like, you don't want to hear this. Like, but you have to leave your job. Like, and they don't want to hear it because they figure all their parents down, and, you know, they're under 20. And I just, it's like this, and I, you know, you want to like, just like shake them and be like, please listen to me. But you sort of have to let everyone be on their own path, because I didn't want to hear it in my 20s. And I just kept pushing myself, you know? Ugh. So
yeah,
sometimes we just have to go through hitting rock bottom to come out on the other end. And I mean, that's what happened to me. And that's
happened
to
me too. Yeah, absolutely. So
beautiful.
Yeah, it is. I mean,
beautiful thing.
It is true. It is like rebounding, literally.
So right.
in terms of getting in touch with your body, you know, you said the first step is awareness. Like, what are some other tools that you might have or advice for people? Because there's been a common thread that you keep saying, you know, it's really about getting in touch with your body and figuring out what works for you. And just so people have some like real life things they can do when they're like, I want to get more in touch with my body. Awareness is great. What are some other ones that you've been trying out and had success with?
This takes a while. I mean, it's taken me like probably 4 years to literally get back into my body. And every healer and shaman and like mystic and astrologer I worked with was always like, you're too much in your head. You're not even in your body. And I was always like, what do you mean?
Mean?
I'm right here. I'm in my body.
I'm here right
here
now. I'm in my pants.
And
got
I
my
just
jeans.
Like, but I had so much anger in me. I was like, I'm fine. I don't even know what you're talking, you know? Now I look back and I'm like, oh my God, you were like so unconscious. You didn't even realize what the hell was, you were like reacting. Yeah. It's like amazing when you start to step back and look at your patterns and, you know, why you have anger or guilt or shame or jealousy or any of these things. But so it's pretty deep, but there's two things I would start with. Number one is read the article on my website that is called The Trigger That Pops Your Balloon.
Okay.
And then the other article is Intuition and how to open up to it. Because, you know, we're all born with an inner GPS, you know, it's called your gut feeling and your intuition. And 99% of my clients are completely out of touch with it. I was completely out of touch with it. And mostly everyone is. And so through meditation and quiet time and alone time and getting off of social media, getting off of your emails, you know, you have to get back in touch with yourself to trust yourself.
Yeah.
Because you're going to just, you know, you're going to go on a date with a guy and he's totally going to blindside you. And then you're going to, you know, just go along with it. But if you have intuition, you know, your feeling is like, this just doesn't feel right. Right. Mm-hmm. Or you're at a doctor's office and he hands you a pill and you're in such a rush and you're so in your head, and you just walk out. You're not even connected to you're listening to some other guy who is another human who can make a mistake, who has no idea what's going on in your life. And read your symptoms and image your pill versus if you're connected to yourself, you would be like, that doesn't feel right. I do not want to be on a pharmaceutical pill and I'm going to figure out how to heal my body. It's going to be a lot harder and a lot different and it's going to take you on a journey, but you're listening to yourself. And I promise you, I never wanted to believe this, but I promise you, if you do not go with the pack and you do not follow the trendy bullshit and you get yourself off of all this crap, you will open up your life to the most beautiful experience because you are. If you just follow your joy and you follow your intuition, your life will unfold in ways that you never, ever thought possible. And honestly, that's exactly what I've done. And that's all I've been doing. I don't write about half the stuff people are writing about. Nothing on my site is trendy. I am completely an oddball with what I do and what I talk about. I have my blinders on and do my own thing because it all comes from me and what I like, whatever comes intuition comes to me that I feel like I should write about or do. And that's for anyone, whether you're an entrepreneur or a school teacher or a stay-at-home mom, you know, you have to start to be able to tap into yourself to be able to read your kids or to read your students or to read your husband. Like it's all, you know, we can all pick up on these little things. And once you start to realize that it's really all just energy, right?
Yeah.
It will save your marriage. It'll save your kids from reacting to you. It healed my relationship with my father. My father was full of anger and God, I have PTSD from the amount of fighting we did as a kid. And then I just stepped back and I was like, what the hell is going on here? Like, oh my God. Like, and I started to have compassion for him because he is so hurt from his father, who was so hurt by his father, who was in the war. And I'm like, this is insane. And I'm stopping this right now or my kids are going to be full of this.
Mm-hmm.
So I started to have compassion for my father. And then our relationship just like blossomed. I didn't have to fight back anymore. It's like, getting the best thing I can say about getting in touch with yourself is just work on yourself and everything around you will work out. And I promise you, you will attract the right people into your life, whether it's romantically or friendship wise or for work, for your career. You have to get back into your body and work on yourself. That's one of the most important things that we all forgot. You know,
yeah.
We're all just focused on how we look and what we look like and how we're acting and what people are going to think of us on social media. And it's like, that's like the most negative energy in the, I mean, it just gets you into a nightmare.
Totally.
You know?
Totally.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think that's, you know, I don't know if that resonates with anybody, but I mean, this is like what I work on a lot of my clients with, because this is what really healed me. I mean, the food is just a piece. Food is, when people say food can heal you, I sort of am like, I don't know about that. If you have a health issue, food can definitely help you a lot, but food is literally like 10% of the equation. Yes, it's the entry point. You gotta hit the food. Once you get the food, if you want to feel better, you know, get off your pharmaceutical pills or really get your life back, you gotta dig into the deeper stuff, which is not easy.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I tell them how it is because I just want everyone to get better. So I'm sort of tough, but I think you have to be, right? If you want people to thrive.
Absolutely. You gotta do the work.
Yeah.
Okay, so you mentioned like get back to your body. And one thing I want to ask you about getting into things with your body is baths. You are a proponent of detox baths. You mentioned them in your book. You also talk about detox showers. So I'm curious what a detox bath looks like and a detox shower.
Totally. So if you do an Epsom salt bath, that's complete detoxification because your skin is your biggest organ.
Mm.
So you can just sit in an Epsom salt bath. I would use the entire tub of Epsom salt, which are $2 from your store.
Wow. how much is that? Like, how much is a tub?
It's like a milk like carton.
Okay.
Kind of like a whatever, not a gallon, but a milk. Is that a quart? You can tell I don't buy milk.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's like a plastic, some are in plastic bags, some are in little
quarts. Gotcha. So the whole thing, not just like a little tablespoon. Okay.
Wayne Reed or Rite Aid or any pharmacy. Some food stores have them as well. They're like $2. Fill it in your tub with hot water. and sit there for at least 30 minutes, but you need like at least 2 to 3 glasses of water next to you because you've got to keep hydrating.
Okay.
But that will be a great way to detoxify your body and help remove toxins.
Nice.
And your showers is really simple. You know, water is full of, you know, chlorine, which affects your thyroid and affects your gut. And so, which is why it's really important to clean your tap water that you're drinking, but also that you're showering with. So on my website, I have like my favorite shower filter that you can use and also my favorite water filter, because not every water filter will remove, you know, all the different chemicals, the fluoride, the chlorine, and all the different junk that we get to put into our bodies.
Gotcha.
It's amazing when you like step back and you're like, oh my gosh, like you just really have to sort of help support your body. It's not about fear. You know, I don't want anyone to hear this and be like, oh my God, I'm toxic. You're not toxic. Like, you're fine. And just be mindful. And again, it's just awareness. Like,
yeah,
put a filter on your tap water, put a filter on your shower if you think you need it, eat clean, do a detoxification bath once a month. You know, eat plants, you know, like, and step back from your thoughts and take a look at really what's going on in your mind. I mean,
yeah,
that's really the name of the game. You don't need any of these, you know, bells and whistles and all this junk that's being sold out there. A lot
so
of it
true.
Is,
preach.
You know, I just caution that you really listen to your intuition about trying new stuff.
I could not agree more.
And you ask yourself from a place that's like deep rooted inside of you and not in your head. Because for me in my 20s, it was like, I want this supplement. I want that supplement. I want to do turmeric. I want to do ashwagandha. And all this stuff screwed me up.
Right.
You know, ashwagandha and turmeric and you know, a lot of these herbal things can really affect you negatively. And there's no, you know, you have no idea how it's going to affect you. So I highly suggest working with someone who understands all of this. And sometimes the hard part is that a lot of the people that are doing this don't know how you're going to react. And that's really, I think that was the hardest part for me. I went to so many people who really all screwed me up. And that's when I was like, that's it. I'm just going to take this into my own hands and figure it out. You're kind of like a guinea pig, but you're, you know, you feel like you're in and out of different naturopaths and doctors and, you know, and everyone's doing their best. They don't really know how you're going to react. So everyone's just sort of guessing, you know, it's like, I feel like I'm on drugs. This is insane, you know?
Yeah.
That's when you just like sort of draw the line.
Right. Well, I don't want to freak people out by being like, you know, don't eat anything other than plants or, you know, be careful with your water, be careful in life. So, I mean, I love that you say like, calm down. You're not toxic.
Yeah.
No fear. And, you know, our bodies can
handle
a little stuff.
Fear is going to affect you even more.
Yes.
Yeah. Fear is going to affect you even more. That's why, like, even with all this work, like when people like, yeah, like that's why I almost like don't like talking about detoxification anymore, because I don't want anyone to be scared about any of this. Like,
right.
You know, just live a beautiful, normal life.
That.
Look at your thoughts, eat clean food, mostly plants, you know, filter your tap water if you feel like you need to. Like, you know, you don't need to run out and buy an organic mattress tonight. You know, like
right.
you just have to take it day by day. You're not going to die. You know, nothing's going to happen. It's just that over time, just be mindful and have awareness. It's really because I find that if you're eating your kale and freaking out about toxins, it's going to be like eating a cheeseburger.
Yes!
You know, like you have
like
your thoughts are just as important. Yeah, your thoughts are just as important. So, you know, like I was at the food store and I eat all organic, and I could not find organic avocados, and I was like, you know what? I don't really care right now, because I was so fanatical for so long because I had to be, because if I didn't eat organic, I would get sick. But now I'm like, you know what? I need to start to live like a normal person. And just like, if I can't find them, great. Like, and you've got to cut yourself slack. You know what I mean? Like, you got to enjoy yourself and go out to eat and, you know, do as much as you can that, you know, obviously doesn't affect your health, but you've really got to learn how to like live too. I think
Absolutely.
That's a huge piece of it, you know?
Absolutely.
So nobody gets scared.
No, thank you. Yes. Thank you. Preach. High five. Applause. All the things.
I think that's like a hard part of this being in this, probably one of the hardest parts of like our work, you know,
mm-hmm.
like I posted this thing about smoothies today and not eating cold foods. And then I was like, oh, I don't want people to freak out. Because
yeah. Now when they have cold food, they're going to freak out. This is so
you
bad
know,
for me.
It's like but you want to share information. So
right.
It's like, just take everything with a grain of salt. And
Himalayan salt.
And if it like feels good to you, go ahead with it. If it doesn't, don't like,
right.
Again, just listen to yourself, you know?
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Okay, so I have to say that your New York City restaurant guide list thing on your website is amazing. amazing. I'm linking it in the show notes for people because you list so many, you know, clean plant party restaurants on there. Okay. What is your favorite plant to eat?
Anything green. Cauliflower, actually. But anything green and green. Cauliflower. But cauliflower is number one. That's white. But
yeah. I know. What's your favorite thing to do with cauliflower right now?
Roast it with avocado oil and sea salt.
Yum. Yum, yum. What is your favorite detox kind of tea? I feel like you mentioned a few in your book. What would you say is your most drunk tea?
Definitely. So I just do fresh ginger with a little lemon sometimes. Sometimes I don't do lemon. And then hot water. Very simple.
Just like you just peel a little chunk of ginger and put it right in there?
Yeah.
Nice.
Fresh ginger. Chop that thing up.
So good. So good. What would you say your most used kitchen tool is?
My food processor. Because if I could puree everything, I would. Like if you look at my book, the condiment chapter is like, my editor was like, really? I was like, yeah, really. Like really? Really? When I had C. diff colitis, I like couldn't eat anything that was not pureed. So I literally like just pureed everything. And now I'm like, can I just be like a baby food person?
I was just going to say.
Everything tastes so good pureed. I'm like, this is so good. And it's just easy to digest. And
yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah. So they're doing the digestion
like
for you.
Vitamix and a mini blender and a KitchenAid blender and a food. I have like 30 different things. If you follow me on Instagram, my Instagram stories, I'm always like, I'm using food processor number 13 for this.
Immersion like blender, everything. Oh my gosh,
I'm like,
that's
there's
so funny.
A problem here.
What is really easy to digest, for sure. Because the blades are kind of breaking it down for you, giving you a little advantage.
Totally. Yeah.
What is a book that's inspired you in some awesome way besides your own book?
Oh, Untethered Soul by Michael Singer.
I have that, but I still haven't read it. It's just been in my home.
Girl, it will just change your life.
All right. I'm doing it.
I highly, highly suggest it. I mean, I you probably know a lot of it because you've been doing this work, but like it's just good. He talks about like the roommate in your mind. It's like your ego mind talking to you and telling you to do all this crazy stuff. And you know, we live our whole lives not realizing it. So when you get a hold of that, then you can be like, wait a minute. You know, you can separate yourself, which is really getting back into your body and having the awareness.
Full circle.
Back to awareness and whole foods.
Yes, and plants.
Yeah.
All right. Well, where can peeps go to learn more about you and get all your awesome plant whole food recipes and just follow your journey?
So thehealthyapple.com is my website. And then my book is Eating Clean, the 21-day plan to detox, fight inflammation, and reset your body.
Great
so that's
book.
On Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all that. And then just on Instagram and Pinterest and Facebook and all these wild social media platforms, I'm just at The Healthy Apple.
Is that because you live in the Big Apple?
It is. You know, I created this 10 years ago before like any of this stuff was even like available. And it was like the Big Apple of New York and was healthy. So I was like the healthy apple. And then I just kept it.
I love
it. And sometimes I'm like, what is the healthy apple? Yeah. But I like it. It suits me right now. So
yeah. Were you envisioning a red apple or a green apple?
Green.
Or green. Perfect. That's my fave.
Yeah. I'm a green girl. Yes. Greens are just my website's green. It's like that heart chakra, you know, open that thing up.
Yeah, girl. All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing your heart with us today. Aw, so corny.
No, you're not corny. Thank you. Thanks for having me. And again, I really hope that, you know, this inspired some people. And if there's anything I can do, answer any questions or, you know, anything around what we talked about, I'm always happy. Just shoot me an email on my contact page.
You're the best. Thank you so much. Thanks so much for listening to the Party in My Plants podcast. How's that for a friendly, robotic reminder that at the end of the day, just eat more plants than you did crap and do so with a smile on your face and all will be well. I love, love, love how at the end, Amy said, if you're eating kale and freaking out about toxins, it's going to be like eating a cheeseburger. Your thoughts are just as important. As I always say, I'd rather you eat French fries with a smile than Brussels with a bitch face. For more of this kind of wisdom and easily digestible healthy eating tips, why don't you pick up my free email course? Just head to partyinmyplants.com/75 and plug your name into the place to plug your name for my free Eat More Plants email course. pretty easy, as is eating more plants, which is what I teach in that course, which is free. Okay, you get it. I'm gonna go get a snack. Bye.